This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. After a referendum in Colombia voted down a peace deal in October, today top leaders of the FARC rebel movement arrived in Bogota to finalize a new agreement with the government there. Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos won the Nobel Peace Prize last month for his efforts to end the decades-long war, but the agreement will still have to be signed and then will likely go to Congress to debate and then ratify it. For more, I'm joined by Anastasia Maloney. She's Latin America and Caribbean correspondent for the Thomson Reuters Foundation. Anastasia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It was a bit of an embarrassment last month when the Nobel Prize Committee awarded the Peace Prize to the president of Colombia, only to have this peace deal fall apart. So it seems like they're back on track here, maybe.
Yes. The thing about the Nobel Peace Prize Committee, I think they actually did it on purpose. They knew that when they awarded the prize to President Santos, they knew, in fact, that the plebiscite had not gone through and that the peace deal hadn't been approved by Colombians. And I think that they did that precisely to give him a boost and a push to carry on with this peace process. And they were rewarding him more for his efforts than the actual result. And as you say, the FARC leaders are in Bogota at the moment, but a meeting yesterday between the people who were representatives of those who voted no and the Colombian government couldn't reach an agreement about this new accord. So it's not really certain what the next step is.
So what's changed in the actual agreement from a little bit more than a month ago to today?
So there were a few amendments and changes made according to the proposals of the No Camp. And the No Campaign is being led by former President Álvaro Uribe. Now, he wanted to have much more clarity on the exact justice that the FARC commanders would face. He wanted to know exactly what type of justice they would face, and that wasn't clear in the accord. That's made clearer. Also, he wanted to know exactly the type of reparations that the FARC would give back to their war victims. That was clarified in the peace agreement. But the biggest thing that didn't change, which the government kept in, was the fact that the FARC commanders will be able to hold political office. In other words, they will be able to get votes and, in the future, in theory, be in the Senate and be in the Congress. And that was one of the key points that the No campaign was against. So there were changes made, but really, if you look at it, the big change that they wanted wasn't in fact made. And that's part of the stalemate that we find ourselves between the No people saying, look, the changes didn't go far enough and they're not happy with this new accord.
So whether it goes through Congress, whether it's by plebiscite, we are at a stage in the Colombian population where most people want this decades-long war over. Is that correct? I mean, is there anyone advocating in Colombian society for a continuing of the war and a crushing of FARC?
No, of course, the big majority, the vast majority of Colombians are totally fed up with this war that's been going on for 52 years. 200,000 people have been killed over the decades, 7 million displaced. You know, people want an end to this war. However, in the plebiscite, which took place on October the 2nd, it was clear that Colombians didn't want peace at any price. And for some people, it was just too much a price they had to pay for peace. For example, Colombians simply didn't want the FARC commanders to be able to hold political office. They thought that if people had committed war crimes, crimes against humanity, then they cannot have the right and privilege to hold political office. And they also wanted, many people wanted to see the FARC behind bars in prison, serving long jail sentences. Now, those are the two main reasons why Colombians voted against the peace deal in the referendum. And it's not clear whether those people that voted no have come around. I think that Santos would be wise not to put it through another plebiscite again. I don't think he's going to. But there is still many Colombians who aren't in favor of the peace deal. And this new accord, many people say, didn't actually make many profound changes.
Anastasia Maloney, Latin American and Caribbean correspondent for Thomson Reuters Foundation. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.